This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on me. Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns. Get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today on today's show is Mr. 315. He's in the room.
I made it.
You made it, man. And, of course, beside him is BBB. What's up, Big Shot?
Live from the studios on the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
That's right. Well, your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, GoCSB.com. Sign up, take the tour. Come join us. Come join in. Make your dreams happen.
Absolutely.
Because this show is dope.
D-O-P-E. Dope.
And sponsored by Deer Park. D-E-A-R. Huntersville's finest
Deer
water.
Deer Park. By the time you read these lines.
So anyway, welcome to the show today. We got to get the little endorsements out of the way already. Getting into today's show, we got great shows for you. We got the local sports time. We're going to talk about Hornets, Panthers, Charlotte Knights. Their season starts soon. Then we got Dummies at the Week at the end. But first, we got a new segment we're going to do today. Big Shot's got his Shoes of the Week, so I'm going to let him take it into that.
Shoes of the Week? Oh, okay.
Big Shot's sneaker shout out.
I should have thought about that.
Drop my music.
I'm going to. Hold on a second. There we go. I'm trying to see where it went. By the way, you can still talk about your shoes. You got some shoes you want to talk about.
Hey, man.
I'm checking out these shoes that 315 got on right now.
I worked for a Foot Locker for about 8 years. So, yeah, off and on, yeah. Oh, these right here are my Boston Celtics Rajon Rondo.
He got on the Nike. Rondos. Take that off and show it to my people on my Periscope right here.
Nike. The hyperfuse.
Hyperfusion.
They're called hyperfuse because if you look at the shoe, there's no stitching. It's all burned together. Great basketball shoe. Great.
One piece here. The 9 on the tongue right there for Rondo. Who knew Rondo had a little?
I didn't know that.
It didn't stick long. It must have been super special.
They had a special. They have these. I have the Westbrook ones too. They're like a bright orange and blue. I have the Westbrooks. And they made a Lamar Odom one. They made a who was that for the Grizzlies that they had that they made one for?
Mike Conley?
I think it was a Gasol.
A Gasol?
No, I think it was
Gasol had a sneaker?
Yeah.
OJ Mayo's? You didn't have the OJ Mayo's?
OJ Mayo had one.
I know Mayo. I thought Mayo might have had one.
But yeah, yeah. And also I have on my Oregon.
I got my foot in my face. Yeah. I'm sitting here leaning.
My Oregon Ducks. Nike.
We don't do shoes every week. Yeah. I'm gonna start wearing my collection.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So first is
look at these.
Oh,
I got my KDs.
Oh,
the orange and blue.
These are my basketball shoes. Yeah, these are KD.
Oh, okay.
The new edition KDs with the long check. That's how you recognize the KDs. One of his signature shoes.
Oh, dope.
The net mesh on the top. I'm wearing the Anthony Davis, the 2016 All-Star edition from Toronto. On the back, he's Fear the Brow, of course. The 3 stars for his 3rd All-Star selection. Way to go, Anthony Davis. I wanted to give a shout-out to Matthew Dellavedova. When he got his new contract from the Milwaukee Bucks, He got a signature shoe, folks. You didn't know? Matthew Dellavedova got a signature shoe.
God.
Peak Sports Australia offers the Deli One in two colors.
Oh, my God.
The green with the yellow trim around it and the white with the green trim. Now, these shoes look like you thought the Chef Curry 2s were bad. These shoes are horrendous. But hey.
And they took the style a little bit from the Kobe shoe a little bit.
They tried, but it looks like a running shoe. Looks like a running shoe. But if you could average 7.5 points and grab 4 points and have 4.7 assists a game, you too can have a signature shoe from Peak Sports Australia.
Tyler Johnson would be next.
Yeah.
I might have to get me a pair, actually, just so I can say, yo, I got me some delis,
man. Some delis.
I got me some delis.
And I'm starting something on Instagram with a Kicks of the Day on Instagram. I started last week.
Share so. On our Facebook.
I'll do a Kicks of the Day on Yeah, I'll do that, too. I'll put these on here this week.
Yeah, that's fine.
Put them up there.
Also, you know, in case I showed Big Shot before the show, Enzo Amore,
he's WWE. A big – I noticed his footwear when I'm watching Raw.
I'm going to show you some of the shoes he's got.
You see the shoe shop?
WrestleMania.
Do you see the shoe shopping?
That's
yeah,
I'm
okay,
to
gotcha.
First was the Jordan.
The Jordan.
The
Retro
9. Eight.
That's the 8. That's the 8 right there. Yeah,
like, I've never seen nice. These. Like
these. What? Wow, that colorway is
crazy. They couldn't have made more than 10 pair of these.
That colorway is crazy.
They retailed at $900.
Yeah, $900. These – were the other? These are the ones I really like.
The foam posits, based on the Penny Hardaway shoe right there.
I have about seven colors in those.
The foam posits,
the foams. Yep.
That
color is rare right there. I think those retailed at what, $625?
Yeah. I'll go back to, and then of course he's got the Yeezys.
Everybody has the Yeezy. Why?
No,
you know what?
One.
No, y'all know what I want? I want the first ones, the Nike ones. Those are the Yeezys I want. I don't them Adidas ones. Nah.
The Yeezy ones he bought was $690. Then the Air Jordans 8s were $900, and then the foam posits were $825.
So
that's all his WrestleMania shoes this year.
You know,
he's going to wear. Then.
Shane McMahon wears a lot of stuff too.
He does.
Shane McMahon, like
his kick game.
Yeah, his footwear.
Shane O'Mac be coming out there. I love – and let me get a shout-out Andrew Wiggins. Those green shoes he's been wearing to finish the season, those things are funky, man. I haven't seen those in the store. I think they might be Adidas because I know he signed with Adidas. But those are pretty funky, man. So not a big Adidas guy, though.
Every week on the show, we'll talk about shoes of the week, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The sneaker shout-out.
Up
the footwork.
Up until 2012, I was the biggest sneakerhead there was.
And we'll try to put some shoes on the website, too, and let y'all tell us what y'all think. And if y'all got any shoes that we should be looking out for, please hit us up.
Absolutely.
And I know I missed out on National Nike Air Max Day. It was the 30th anniversary for Nike Air Max.
Yes, it was.
On
it was.
March
I
26th.
That. I saw that.
Damn, I love Air Maxes. Keep supporting Air Max.
I'm a big Air Max 95 fan.
Air Max, like everybody wanted those, man, when I was coming up.
I'm a big Air Max
everybody
95.
Wanted. You got them Air Max 95. Got
the neon green gray colorway.
But the bubble always popped on them.
That
was the thing.
Yeah.
The bubble always popped on them things.
Oh, a pair of gray sweats on with them things. Woo, woo.
Well, talking about some shoes that's been wearing thin lately, the Hornets and their season.
Mm.
Is wearing thin. The Hornets last week, they lost to the Cavs 112-105. They hung close. Sunday, they beat the Suns 121-106. Tuesday, they lost to the Bucks 118-108. And then they beat the Raptors last night 110-106.
On the strength of a 44-point fourth quarter. Who did they become? The Golden State Warriors?
Yeah.
Just all of this. 44 and a quarter?
Yeah.
It was games where, I mean, they had like 50-something through three quarters, 60 points. Well, I didn't see that coming. I thought they were just going to lose.
it looked like it. So now they're 2.5 games back of the 8 seed.
It's going to be tough to catch Miami, man.
They hold
no tiebreakers, sitting at 41 losses. If they lose one more, I don't think you can get the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference with an under 500 record. I think 500 is going to be the AFC right
now. We're 7th and 8th or 37-38.
So right on 500. Yeah. You got to win. You got to win 41 minimum.
My boys packed it in and dropped down to 10.
Yep, they're tied with Charlotte right now.
They packed it in.
They had the other night hurt Detroit.
Miami.
Hassan Whiteside,
but
man.
Then before that, they lost by 30 to Orlando. They're not playing with no urgency. I don't see anybody on the team coming back probably except for Drummond.
I don't even see Drummond coming back. They were shopping Drummond.
I don't even know.
I'd be surprised.
Stan Van is probably good for now. But
for now.
That
I'd give him another year.
They need to take the GM job from him because the moves he's made.
The president.
We're a mess right now. That's pretty hard for people to do. You can't – I mean, that's hard,
in the NBA.
Man. In the NBA,
is almost impossible to do both.
You can't do both?
No.
Let coaches coach. Let GMs bring players in.
But going back to LeBron, the Hornets.
A la Doc Rivers.
It doesn't look like we're going to make the playoffs, which is a good thing, I think. This week they got Friday home to the Nuggets, Sunday at the Thunder, Tuesday at the Wizards, Wednesday at home to the Heat. They really have to go 4-0.
Really tough games, man. Denver's playing well. At Washington is not easy.
At Thunder.
Denver's also playing for their playoff lives, too. They're battling Portland for that AC, so they have something to play for.
And it always seems like former Hornets players come back, or guys that have recently lit up the Hornets, like Jameer Nelson's going to come back and have him a huge game. The Nuggets have scoring power, folks.
They do.
You don't know any of these players, but they score 115, 120.
Jurk had 33 the other night. We were going to talk about
that. Didn't he get moved to Portland?
Yes.
Like, Denver gave up a guy who's getting 30 points in the post, and they're still scoring 115.
The reason they got rid of Jurek is they got
Jokic. They did their draft board is doing some good things, man.
Right, and they got Fareed. So you really
I like. I've always liked Fareed, man.
He hustles. Yeah, he's a real tough guy.
Yeah,
he reminds me kind of a Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace, yeah. Little Rodman-ish here and there as far as the hustle. Yeah.
So talking about the Hornets, how will they do this week? We care.
It sounds like 1-3 if we're lucky.
And the season.
If we're lucky.
I'm looking at
it. And I don't even know where they're going to get the one from. Maybe Denver.
I'm going to say Miami, maybe. But
nah. Like the Heat has
had they're still playing. They'll still be playing for a spot. They'll still be playing for a spot.
We have no answer for Whiteside. Unless Whiteside gets some foul trouble, like, there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, because Miami is 7th, Indiana's 8th right now.
What do y'all think of Spoelstra Coach of the Year? Where do you think he stands with that?
He definitely deserves a nod, but what Mike D'Antoni has done in Houston.
Okay.
They just did the ratings. Okay. They just did the ratings for Coaches of the Year. D'Antonio was 6th. Spoelstra was 5th. Because they got – listen, you say what you want, but Steve Kerr. Let me tell you, after what, last 9-game winning streak, and we'll talk NBA stuff, he should get a lot of credit for NBA. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that Golden State-San Antonio game last night in our NBA stuff. But I can see he should get a lot more credit. Eric should get a lot more credit. You're winning games with Deion Waiters.
25-8, I think, since what date.
But I love what Brad Stevens is doing.
Yeah. I think you'll give it to Boston. You got to give it Brad Stevens.
I mean, are we really going to reward Golden State? They have a super team. Like, they've lost more games this year than they did all of last year. And they added the second best player in the world. So,
and he's still the number one seed in the West.
Well, they've had that second best player in the world. Wait a minute, I'm taking that back. He's not second best.
Steph Curry is the second and third best player in the planet.
Okay, who's top two?
I go James Harden right now.
I got Kawhi Leonard.
I go Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard is the best player in the world.
My favorite player in the league. After LeBron, I think Kawhi Leonard is the second best player in the league.
No, I agree, but the way Harden has played this year, he's moving up.
Like, Harden is the best offensive player on the planet.
He's the best offensive
player. He's playing better defense this year. He's playing defense this year.
He's played a little. The Cleveland game where he kind of was kind of D'ing Kyrie up, actually. I was like, oh,
whoa. He's actually playing defense.
But, I mean, if you get your choice of a superstar and you need somebody to get you a defensive stop, who you take?
I'm taking Kawhi. Both ends of the floor. Best both ends of the floor player in the league.
Oh, no. I think Kawhi is great. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, dude. Yeah. Kevin Durant, to me, and his defense has been better this year, but I think Kawhi is better.
KD's top 5.
Yeah,
no, KD's definitely top 5.
Definitely. I'm just saying.
He used to be too. I'm not going to lie. KD used to be too, but Kawhi Leonard, man.
In many people's eyes, he's still number 2.
Yeah, but Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, that's my guy.
A real basketball enthusiast will say Kawhi.
I love Kawhi.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that's true. And Kawhi's come a long way offensively this year.
Yeah.
Like, the man couldn't shoot his rookie year.
Yep.
Win a finals MVP and look at him now.
He's Scottie Pippen with a 3-point shot.
More offensive with offensive game with like Jordan
with the higher offensive Pippen, ceiling than Scotty.
Pippen had, I don't know, man.
Pippen didn't have the offensive ceiling. Game.
Nah.
Kawhi Leonard had though.
Phil Jackson never said, "Scotty, get the ball and get me two." No, it was never that.
It's a clutch
when
moment.
Jordan,
we need
when
you to
Jordan
get us a
went away. Pippen took that
Pippen
team on his back.
He was pretty.
Now he didn't. Co-coach usually took that last shot.
Pippen was kind of LeBron-ish.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I agree.
And when Pippen lost me, it was that playoff game against the Knicks where he didn't want to go back in the game.
Yep,
when
that's Phil, what hurt
when
him.
Phil, when Phil didn't call the play
that
for him.
Is and what
Phil,
hurt him.
As Phil shouldn't have, because if you remember watching that game before that timeout, Pippen shot this brick. I mean, this real – like the shot like all backboard. So Phil called the timeout and told the play was going to Tony Kukoc, and Pippen said what? And sat down. And to add insult to injury, Kukoc hits the game winner.
And that is what has hurt him as far as people looking at him and thinking about him without Jordan.
As far as being the man?
Because he sat down and didn't want to play.
Right.
So I told you, he gets all the hate.
That's like the worst thing you can do in sports.
And that and blowing Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals to the Lakers in 2000 when they were up 15.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that hurt, too.
Oh, Portland. That's right. Yeah, I guess Portland.
Moving to the Carolina Panthers, we'll talk some more NBA today later in our NBA segment. Panthers shoot down report team is for sale due to Jerry Richardson age and health.
Now, I've heard reports that said this is absolutely false, but there's got to be some truth to the matter out there. You just don't report stuff just to be reporting it. And I can see it. I can see it. Like, the Panthers would be a valuable franchise, and it'd be more valuable if you bought them and you moved them.
Well, you don't have a son to – you got Mark Richardson, I thought, was – no, he's – he passed.
He has a daughter.
He's got a daughter.
Daughter, yeah.
I mean, will he leave it to the daughter?
I don't know if she wants to be involved with the football team. It's a lot of politics to being the owner of a football team.
And, I mean, if you look at Charlotte, I'm trying to think of a person. The only person in Charlotte I would even think about might take ownership of this team is Felix Sabatis. And he's up there in age. Rick Hendrick, maybe.
Rick Hendrick.
Guys like that, but I don't think they would.
He's too busy caught up with his NASCAR.
Right.
He don't want to deal with that.
Who else? I mean, you don't – in Charlotte, you don't really have another – okay, another billionaire just be like, all right, I'll pay it.
Unless Michael Jordan wants to just own, be the king of North Carolina, own both teams.
Oh, gosh, no.
I mean, the Detroit Pistons and owner did that for a while. He owned the Pistons and he owned the
Sharks.
Yeah.
And the Red Wings.
Well, Stan Kroenke, the owner of the Rams, you know, the Rams hockey team.
Paul Allen does it. He owns the Seahawks and the Trailblazers.
He could do it, but man, I don't, oh gosh. If he does like he does with the Hornets and doesn't want to sign anybody or anything.
But see, the NFL is different. NFL is totally different. You don't need superstars to win. Like, winning creates superstars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to get super. All right. Yeah, all right.
I mean, you can get, like, an offensive lineman here.
Like, Russell Wilson, who was he before the Seahawks won the Super Bowl? He was a third-round pick that came out of Wisconsin. Yeah. Defense. Oh, they got a good defense. But, as soon as they win the Super Bowl, we know Richard Sherman. We know Earl Thomas. Yeah. Winning breeds superstars in the NFL.
He's NC State, by the way, not Wisconsin.
You got to give him Wisconsin's a whole pack of badges, like he liked to say.
So you giving him NC State instead of Wisconsin?
Dude, he was sent 3 years to NC State. Okay. He spent one at Wisconsin.
He does say a whole pack of badges in his intro. So.
He's got to give some love. I hate him not sharing the love with NC State. And I get why he's hating it, though, because, I mean, they kicked him out for Mike
Glennon.
And
Jordan has the capital now. You know he's a multi-billionaire. He owns 90 to 91% of the Hornets.
If there's one person that can do it.
He has the pull.
Sabatis also owns some of the Panthers. He is a majority. He's a minority owner, I think, but he's not the majority owner. Mm-hmm. But he owns some of the Panthers. So, I mean, he will be a person. I know he's got all those car dealerships and different things in Charlotte. And he's a major player in the city. So that's what I'm saying.
And I mean, Peyton Manning wants to own an NFL franchise.
Yeah.
It's been talked. And Tennessee don't work out. Come to Charlotte. You had multiple surgeries down here. You were just down here last week for your foot again.
He needs to be involved in football in some capacity.
Why? He can't see nothing. He can't turn his neck.
He can see just fine from the skybox with the binoculars.
That's what Poppy says.
He ain't got to go nowhere.
No, just kidding. Moving on, Cam Newton will be involved off-season workouts. He just had surgery today. We talked a little bit earlier about it. We'll see what happens there. Ron Rivera says Panthers haven't thought about signing Colin Kaepernick. I agree they shouldn't.
And nor should they. My man Bobby Brzezinski over at 730, ESPN 730, makes a great point. Why are we going to sign Cap if we're going to evolve this offense from a spread option type of offense? Cap is a spread option guy. We need to go away from that. My only concerning thing was in an interview yesterday, Ron Rivera said that, quote, Cam's confidence was shook.
I saw that.
Like, how are you going to sit up there with this blasphemic statement that your quarterback's confidence was shook?
I saw, it said, he said Cam Newton was shook. Shook.
I was listening to Cowherd today, and he said shook. And Skip Bayless took offense. That's who it was. Skip Bayless took offense to him saying shook. What's the problem with him saying shook? Like, he was shook.
Shook is a word for scared.
Yeah. In the streets.
You can't be a shook one.
The word shook means I was scared.
So you're saying Cam's, do you look at him like that? He did look scared.
He didn't look shook.
Oh, my God.
He just didn't have a great year. It was a lot of pressure to follow up that MVP year.
He couldn't
follow up.
He looked shook in that Denver game opening.
Okay, I'm going to say he looked shook all year. And here's why I say this. All right, he didn't get rid of the ball quickly.
No.
He held on to it a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Skip said today, you got to get rid of the ball quicker. All right. Even though if your line is bad, and it is, and that's a big excuse, but you got to get rid of the ball quicker. And he was shook last year. I don't understand why everybody's getting a big offense of what Ron Rivera said. Shook.
We said that. We've been saying that for 3 years that he needs to get the ball out of his hands quicker, run more screens. But he has the worst route running wide receivers in the league. And these guys don't get open.
No,
and they can't catch.
And I get that. I totally get that. But the man did look a little bit timid last year. And I won't blame him. I would probably look timid when I get hit 25 times a game.
Yeah, I think after some of the hits he's taken, he's kind of.
Tom Brady took as many hits as Cam Newton took all year in one game.
Right.
And they never said Tom Brady looks shook. He comes back out and he still kills.
Well, that's because Tom Brady keeps winning.
And Tom Brady is not the physical athlete that Cam Newton is. So how are you going to say Cam Newton looks
shook? Tom Brady gets rid of the ball.
Right. That's two different animals.
He still got destroyed.
That's two different animals,
though. He's never been called shook.
Because that's because four Super Bowl championships don't make you look shook.
He looked a little shook in the first Giant Super Bowl.
That game.
He had happy feet. He definitely had happy feet.
When Tom Brady gets hit hard, Baltimore Ravens, Giants, he does look shook, and people have said that.
Happy
during
feet.
Those games. Happy feet.
Still had chances to win those games.
Because they're different quarterbacks. Cam Newton is not Tom Brady.
He's not elite.
And Peyton Manning. He's not elite.
He's not elite.
I totally get the.
He's a hell of a football player.
He won MVP. Yep. To me, I look at a quarterback 2 years. See how they do in 2 year spans. If they do really good in two back-to-back years, then you can spark.
Oh, you're with me. I'm with you on that.
You can't say 1 year you're elite.
Yeah, that's right.
I just can't.
That's right.
I get you win the Super Bowl.
When your first five MVP. Years were kind of mediocre, right. Because as a starter before that 15-1 season, he was 31-33 as a starter.
Listen, under 500. Yeah. Listen, I'm not putting Dak Prescott in the top five quarterbacks. He's not elite. If he wins the next 3 years, then maybe I'll talk about it. And if he has three great seasons, a 3 year span is what I really rather look
it's
at.
It's a 3 year span where he's
You can't look at 2 year. I mean, look at Russell Wilson. I get why they put him as elite quarterback years.
See, I got him as second
year,
tier. He's more second tier.
I do too, but I see why some will put him there because of the seasons he's had the last couple of years.
Okay. Give me elite right now, your elite quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Tom Brady. He's not even played that elite last year.
Right.
He started declining. Tom Brady.
Systems make players good, though.
They can.
It's up to the players to execute that system.
That's not always
true.
Okay. I mean, Matt Castle, he
looked great in that system.
No, he did.
Patriots were 3-1 without Brady and Kashuka 4-0.
I would say, it was Peyton. Now it's Tom Brady. Drew Brees is still there.
I'm just going to name quarterbacks. Yes or no?
Okay.
Tom Brady.
Yes.
Drew Brees.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Ben Roethlisberger.
No.
No. Okay. Okay.
I think there's three, and then he's the second.
Andrew Luck.
Here. No.
Russell Wilson.
No.
Cam Newton.
No.
See, that's my list of my second tier right there.
Second tier,
that's
yes.
That's my second tier. Those,
are, is that the second
the
tier?
No, second tier is going to be Luck, the Lux, the Wilsons, the Cams. Yeah. That's like my second tier.
Matt Ryan with the year he had, he's in the second tier.
He's in the
now.
Second tier now, right.
But he's not in the first.
Okay, where's Ben Roethlisberger to second, you guys? You think Ben Roethlisberger second tier?
I would say not really. Third tier. If you look what tier. He had this year.
He turns the ball over way too much. Him and Eli, man. They are turned. And Phillip Rivers. To an extent.
I was gonna say Phillip Rivers.
They turned the ball over way too much.
If you look at what Big Ben has done the last 2 years, he's kind of slid back because he was out all last season, right? And then this season, he was out half of the season almost.
He misses games. He's beat up. And he turns the ball over.
And he's turned the ball over a lot. Yeah. I would put Eli Manning ahead of him.
Big Ben
right now.
He holds the ball way too long.
Yeah, that's another one.
But that's always been his game.
Right, it has.
That's always been his game. And that's the great thing about it. Like, you don't change the guy's game.
But when you're getting up there in age, you start getting exposed.
You won't change the game. But you're so used to doing one thing.
That's just like the Cam thing. If you don't start changing Cam's game.
Right now.
He's going to go through that Big Ben thing. And he's not got the arm that Ben's got. Right. The accuracy. Let me say that. He does not have the accuracy Ben's got. He doesn't have the weapons Ben has. So, we'll see. But anyway, that's some of the Panthers talk. We'll see what we'll preview their draft coming up soon. I want to get into Charlotte Knights real fast. New food, new things at the ballpark. I went Tuesday night. I saw the NC State game. They play UNCC. I got to see A-Rod's nephew is playing for State. I forgot he was playing for them.
Is he?
He hit Dundan. He hit a home run, a big home run in the fourth inning. Hey, this kid is really good. He's a junior.
Is he on the same medicinal program that Alex Rodriguez was on?
He does wear number 3. He is a very good hitter.
Y'all better watch that kid.
I'm telling you, he's a junior at NC State, so he's got one more
year. Not watch him like he's going to break out. Regular test, random test.
Extracurriculars.
Locker room, his apartment, his girlfriend's house. I'm telling you.
But it was nice to be back at the ballpark. Of course, the new food at the stadium, they got mini corn dogs. Man, those things were good.
Mini corn dogs?
Yeah, they got mini bites. They're corn dogs. Also, they got they changed the burgers out. I don't like the new hamburgers they got in the stadium. This new company that does all the food.
Because I'm all about stadium food, man.
Me too, man.
Hot dogs, I really am.
No,
food and beer.
I'm telling you, go get Queen City Q. If you go there, get the Queen City Q, the porks.
Now, do you guys get tickets? Because I can.
I'm there all year.
Are you? Okay. Are you seeing a ticket? Okay, yeah. I'm gonna get some tickets. Yeah, we gotta check a game.
We will get a game. We'll get a game in this year.
But like Bob said, man, we gotta wait till that damn sun goes down a little bit. I'm dark enough, man.
Right, I'm gonna be out there baking. Drawing heat.
But the stadium is really nice. They added some other things to the stadium. This year, of course, we'll talk about the team here in a second. They added party tents to the outfield wall. They added a creepy Homer the Dragon.
Oh, okay.
My God.
Yeah, you're playing inside his, you know what?
And jump up and down in his junk. Yeah. Jump on his junk.
And then, and then on July 15th, they'll be renamed the Charlotte Pitmasters for one day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there might be a ton of barbecue.
That I was about to say. It's going to be a barbecue day or something?
And they always put on a great July 4th show at BB&T Park as well. So July will be a good month to come.
Make sure you get out and real fast. New players to watch for Knights this year. Yoan Makata, he's rated number 2 prospect in baseball. All of baseball. You better get to the ballpark and see him before he's gone. He'll probably be gone before end of April. Mm-hmm. Luis Gelato is number 12 prospect in baseball. Renato Lopez is the 46th. Carson Former is the 67th. And Matt Davidson's entering his fourth year of the Knights. He's one of the top third base projects in baseball, basemen. So go, you better get to the game and see him soon. Their first game is Thursday, April 7th.
And Chipper Jones signing his book April 17th, 6 to 8 o'clock.
Thank you. Jerry King Lawler is next month.
The King! Yeah, King go see there. The King, my man.
Yeah, me and little Steven will be there because we're definitely going to be out there for that night. any NASCAR?
Kyle Larson, not the bridesmaid, but the bride this weekend. Big win out in in Fontana. You know, they come back to Bristol this week. Nothing major on NASCAR right now. It's trying to wait for them to get to Charlotte, man, for Memorial Day. Coca-Cola 600 All-Star Weekend. Let's go.
I'll be here before you know. All right. Y'all got anything else?
No. We're good.
All right. We got one more segment coming up. You're listening to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. And as always, you can catch it everywhere.
Side piece.